This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
In studio tonight is Daryl
and Heather
and Chris, and 30 round bump stocks are all over the news. And yes, I've realized that's not actually a thing, but people talk about, you know, the 30 round something and then the bump
gun
stocks, and I just throw them together. I want to start a band called 30 Round Bump Stock.
That's not a bad name for a band. I know.
It's a really good name for a band.
Mainstream media is so screwed up on their gun knowledge. It's so bad. I can't remember what article.
I heard that if you remove the firing pin, it turns it into an automatic weapon.
That's a good one, Daryl. I was reading some article today. It was talking about bump stocks and talking about how the AR-15, you know, has a 50-round standard magazine. I'm like,
I heard there were some people on
the... It's a 30-round magazine, guys. I mean, you can get a 50 if you want, but that's not what your typical AR comes with.
Did you... Go ahead, Heather.
I was going to say, I heard that there were a few people on the internet that thought MS-13 was a gun.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, there was some guy that posted something about MS-13.
Ban MS-13.
Stephen King responded with, maybe you want to say that to the parents down in Florida.
Jeez.
For those that don't know, MS-13 is a gang, not a gun.
So, yeah, a bad gang. Anytime you throw a couple of letters
and
a couple of numbers together, it's got to be a gun.
So if it's an AR-15 is a gun, then an MS-13 has to be a gun.
But not as big, right?
Apparently.
It's 13 instead of 15.
Yeah.
It's insanity. And
or bigger, because aren't some of the things where the gauge, the larger the smaller the number, the bigger the thing?
Shotguns. Shotguns. Yeah.
So a
12 gauge is bigger than a 20 gauge.
Yeah, and same thing with like the earrings, the people that get the gauged ear.
Is that how that works? So the bigger the number on a gun, the bigger it is?
Well, typically when we talk about caliber, if we're talking in the metric system, like a 9mm pistol, like the one that's on my hip right now, for example.
Allegedly?
No, not allegedly. It's right there. If anybody has any questions, come on down to the studio and I'll show it to you. But 9mm is smaller
than a 30-round bump stock.
No.
Okay.
9mm is smaller than 10mm because you're actually just measuring how many millimeters. When you're talking about a .223 caliber, which is what the AR-15 shoots, is also known as a 5.56mm, that is 0.223 inches. So if you compare that to a 30 caliber, like a .308, that would be a bigger round than a .223.
So what does the 15 then mean in the AR-15?
The AR, everybody's like, well, it stands for assault rifle. It's like, no, it doesn't. It stands
automatic revolver.
It stands for Armalite.
I was way off.
Armalite was the company that first produced the AR-15s back in the 1950s. That's how long this design has been around, since Eugene Stoner created the idea of the AR platform. He started out with the AR-10, and that was a 30 caliber. Basically, it didn't look that different than your AR-15s or your M-16s today.
And the M in M-16 stands for missile.
Does it?
I can't remember what company it was, but I also read that like right before the shooting happened, some like big gun company filed bankruptcy.
Remington was talking about.
Yeah, I think it was Remington.
Well, the problem has been for the gun industry, and I have friends who own gun shops and things like that.
Yeah.
When Trump came aboard after Obama, who was going to take all our guns away, nobody's worried about Trump taking your guns away, but so gun sales go down.
Headline is Trump moves to ban bump stocks.
Jeez.
And do some other stuff. We'll get into that. But first, your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Caleb calling in from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Caleb, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Hello, Caleb. You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I was listening to you guys yesterday when you were talking about cryptocurrencies. But the main reason I got into cryptocurrencies was because of precious metals. Mm-hmm. And gold and silver have really opened my eyes to the possibility of money outside of the system.
Okay.
Now, I just want to talk about silver. One thing about silver is that it comes out of the ground at a 1 to 10 ratio. Well, for every ounce of gold that comes out of the ground, there's about 10 ounces of silver.
Yep.
But when you actually look at the price of both gold and silver, the ratio is about 1 to 80. So it takes about 80 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold.
Kind of out of whack right now.
It is out of whack, but I don't want to sound like I'm bashing gold, because gold is still a great investment and will increase in value, but it's just out of whack when it comes to the natural order ratio. And one other thing about silver is it's a big industrial metal. Gold has some industrial properties, but not as much as silver. As a matter of fact, there's thousands of uses for silver, and next to oil, it has the most uses of any commodity.
I don't disagree, and I think you'll find a lot of the hosts and co-hosts on the show have been silver bugs in the past. I mean, we've liked precious metals. I still like precious metals. I still have a lot of silver that I haven't. I didn't run out and cash out all my silver and gold for cryptocurrency. I think that's a little short-sighted. I think they both have their place in anybody's portfolio. I think if the S hits the F, then I would want
you
to have...
You can say fan.
Can I say fan? All right. If the S hits the fan, I think it would be a lot easier for me to trade locally with silver than it would be in cryptocurrency.
Right,
so.
And you know, if we're talking about that sort of situation to where there is no electricity or there is no internet, you've got a lot bigger problems to worry about than how you're going to wind up doing barter.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
so,
it doesn't have to be, I'm sorry, I was just going to say, but the S doesn't actually have to hit the fan for gold or silver to really have, you know, a more real.
No, no, I don't disagree at all. I just, for a lot of people that I know, that is the primary motivation. They want to have something tangible.
Irreplaceable.
Right. Yeah, there are a dozen places in the town where we're broadcasting from that I can go use cryptocurrencies. There might be one that I could use precious metals.
Somebody other than my store?
You're the one that I'm thinking is the might be one.
Yeah, if you're ever in Keene, New Hampshire, come to my store. I accept cryptocurrencies, unfortunately greenback dollars, and I do accept precious metals.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, yep. thanks for calling in,
Caleb. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll jump into this Trump story in just a moment. But let's go to the Skype where we've got Ricky. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you there, Brother Darryl, Brother Chris, and Sister Heather. Good
Hi,
evening.
Hi, Ricky.
Can you say Sister Heather one more time, just because that's just really...
Well,
weird.
Absolutely. That'd be Sister Heather there, Brother Chris.
There you go.
Go ahead with the thing that is somewhat related to a thought.
Well, I mean, when it comes to Donald J. Trump, the J stands for jackass. I mean, it never ceases to amaze Ricky from the Congo with those bump socks.
You're just not a fan.
Well, you know, it wasn't that long. I was talking about HB 1400 ago. You know,
Wikipedia says the J stands for John.
Well,
I'm with Ricky on this.
Well, you know what? You got to question Wikipedia, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I finally agree with Ricky.
No, but really, seriously. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, a couple months back, I was talking about with y'all about HB 1400. You know, like I said, in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. What was it supposed to do?
Expanded gun background
check
gun show bill. Basically, the way it works here is, you know, let's see here. Now, they want to have this applies to everything, you know, all forms of firearms, including barrels, you know, that are over 14 inches. I mean, 15-inch barrels.
Right. Yep.
You know, and also what they're going to require an FFL for every single type of transfer.
Yep.
And even for, you know,
Ricky,
you know,
thank you for the call and the update about some thing pending in Pennsylvania.
It's pertinent news, Daryl.
Yeah. It's still pending. That's not
It's
news.
In the works.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And, yeah, somehow I stuttered over the word studio.
I've never heard you stutter. Did you have a stutter when you were growing up?
No.
No speech impediment that you've never shared with anyone?
None that I'm aware of.
Daryl.
Daryl. Did you have a big southern accent, though, when you were growing up?
Not that I'm aware of. But you know what I do have? A MyPillow.
Oh.
And it is amazing, and you can get your very own MyPillow, and you can try it risk-free for 60 days. The MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in a proper position. I've had this thing for a couple of years, and I can definitely say it's the best pillow I have ever had. And, you know, I still need to do this. Chris, I'm guessing you've done this a couple of times with yours, where you throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, remove that dirt, remove the dead skin.
Oh, yeah.
And then the pillow is still usable for something other than starting a fire. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. Get your very own MyPillow at half price. Or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it for some reason in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself, that's guaranteed to last you 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL.
You know what I sometimes do, too? Daryl, speaking of...
Fluff your pillow?
I do fluff my pillow, and I skip the whole washing thing because sometimes you don't want to take the whole wash cycle, but pop your pillow in the dryer there for 10, 15 minutes,
yep,
and just... sort of hyper-expands, it makes it all comfortable.
Yeah, and they actually recommend when you first get the pillow that you throw it in the dryer to wind up puffing it up.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it.
So we started off teasing a gun story about President Donald Trump wanting to ban all kinds of things that sound scary.
And take lots of steps and do lots of things. The thought occurred to me today as I was going through getting some show prep together. Donald Trump has proposed more gun control measures in the last week than Barack Obama passed in 8 years. And I think that's something conservatives need to wrap their heads around, that pick your tyrant. You know, if you want somebody...
Right, but he's their tyrant.
Yeah, but here's
go
what I'm trying
team
to say.
Or
I'm
blue
sorry,
team.
I'm sorry, red team, but you're being... worse than blue team, and this is atrocious.
On the whole red blue thing, I'm still used to when I was growing up. Blue was Republicans and red were Democrats, and then that flipped in the year 2000.
I do have like some empathy for the Trumpsters, you know, being duped, being conned,
right,
into thinking someone is something they're not, and then you realize, you know, it's not. Easy to swallow your pride and admit you've been conned, but I think that with this most recent push on the Second Amendment, I think a lot more people are coming to terms that, okay, now he's not just playing a chess game, you know what I mean,
right,
trying to make moves in Washington and compromise a little here and a little there. Now he's actually going after the Second Amendment. I mean, what he proposed in that tweet is that basically, anybody 18 to 21 should have their Second Amendment removed.
Correct.
Like, they join the military or become a police officer.
Exactly. So that's a blatant attack on a constitutional right.
Constitutionally
you
protected right.
You can't make excuses on that. You can't say, oh, that's him just trying to compromise with the, you know, whatever. No, that's an attack on your constitutional right.
I saw a post earlier today, Chris, talking about your thing where he's proposed more gun control than Obama signed in 8 years. It said, does that mean that Trump is a better Democrat than Obama?
I don't even look at left, right, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican. To me, it's tyranny or it's liberty.
Right.
And all these guys are on the side of tyranny. And if there's a line, you know, right down the middle of the road and one side is liberty and one side is tyranny, if you're a millimeter over on the tyranny side, well, you're tending towards tyranny, and that's what I've grown to realize I cannot accept, which means it's really hard for me to find candidates to support.
Yes, I often find myself supporting NOTA.
Yeah.
None of the above.
Yep.
Unfortunately, that's not a ballot-listed option here in New Hampshire. It's only a ballot-listed option in Nevada. And even in Nevada, it is not a binding option. So if none of the above, or actually in Nevada, it's none of these candidates. If none of these candidates wins the majority of the vote, the human candidate with the most votes winds up taking the
vote. See, now that's wrong. What they should do is if NOTA wins, none of the above wins the election, then they should just do away with that elected position.
Or have it be vacant until the next election.
Oh, no. I like my way better. Just do away with it.
Oh, so
slowly.
Do I.
Yeah.
I'm trying to compromise to see what would actually wind up getting passed.
Well, there you go again, Daryl. All right, I'm going to jump into the story, and we can talk about this because it touches on some of the stuff Heather's been talking about and some of the stuff you've been talking about. Trump moves to ban bump stocks. This comes to us from CNN Politics. Washington. President Donald Trump said on Tuesday that he has directed his attorney general to propose changes that would ban bump fire stocks, which make it easier to fire rounds more quickly. The move adds his voice to a process that began in December, 2 months after a gunman used the device in a shooting that left scores dead at a concert in Las Vegas.
So, do we know if a bump stock was used in Florida?
It was not used in Florida.
But ban them anyway.
Ban something. And
let's ban public schools.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, this was probably, I could see Trump and his advisors sitting around, give me something I can do that will piss off the least number of people. And somebody says, you know, bump stocks, they're not a big deal anyway. Anybody who's a serious shooter doesn't use a bump stock. You know, the people that buy them are buying them more or less for the novelty of it. So maybe the gun side won't get too angry if we ban bump stocks. It's not like we're banning guns or we're not banning ammo or anything like that. And I can hear this.
But he bans it for 18 to 21-year-olds.
Well, and there's more to it than that, too.
Depending on how they define bump stock, they could wind up making rubber bands illegal.
Yeah, and I can show you some great videos on YouTube, and I have yet to try it, but I'm going to. Basically, what you do is you extend your arm with your trigger finger out. You hold it rigidly at a certain position. You hold the AR gently to your shoulder. And then as it fires, as you pull back and squeeze, you concentrate on keeping your finger steady. And as the AR bounces into your shoulder, it will basically do a bump stock. And you'll be firing off 400 or 500 rounds a minute with zero accuracy. That's the whole thing about these things. They're not an accurate. It's not an accurate way to fire. It doesn't matter if you're in a elevated position over 30,000 people. Yeah, you're probably going to hit somebody.
Right.
That's a spray and pray. But
that's one of those things to where accuracy is not really important.
Not as important. Yeah. This is politics.
Yeah. So we'll jump into the meat of this article about Donald Trump's proposal to ban bump stocks, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the bump stocks and the 30-round clipazines and the AR-15s and all the other things with letters and numbers that sound scary to people that don't really understand what they mean.
Lawmakers.
Chris, you were pointing out that AR does not actually stand for automatic rifle.
Nope, stands for Armalite rifle.
Armalite being a brand name?
Yeah, it used to be a firearms manufacturer, and I think Eugene, somebody in Discord, said that Eugene Stoner, the designer, the father of the AR platform, the M16, the M4, so on and so on, sold the patents to Armalite, who I believe, I'm not sure if they went out of business, but they ended
Colt
up...
owns them now, from what I was reading.
Yeah, Colt might have bought the Armalite company, but then the patents were generally available. So there's all sorts of manufacturers out there that make, if you will, the standard AR platform.
Right, so AR is no longer a brand name. It is a certain style.
It is. It's one of those things that's just been out there for so long. Again, we're talking about going back to the 50s. We're talking almost 70 years. That's how long this thing. People are like, well, you know, now that they're on the street, it's like, really, guys? we're talking 60, 70 years, that this has been out there. The other thing that is interesting, that the U.S. Army actually defines the term assault rifle, which I did not know that they had ever done. And
okay.
To them, an assault rifle is a selective fire rifle. And what selective fire means is...
That means it's got a flash guard?
It means it is capable of semi-automatic fire or fully automatic fire. And when we talk about AR-15s, they function identically to a semi-automatic hunting rifle, meaning you pull the trigger once, one bullet comes out the barrel.
But it's got a flash guard, and that looks scary.
It does look scary. A fully automatic firearm, if you squeeze the trigger, bullets will come out one after the other until you release the trigger. So, you know, when everybody's talking about an assault weapons ban, assault rifle ban, well, it's those things are already so difficult to get because they're a highly controlled item. What they're talking about are semi-automatic rifles that are absolutely no different than a semi-automatic hunting rifle or a, you know, a Ruger 10/22.
But they've got flash guards and 30-round
clips. Is he proposing just the bump stock, or is he proposing AR's ban too?
Just the bump stock. Now, what pro-gun people like myself fear is this just, it's Pandora's box, it's the slippery slope, that if you allow, if government feels that they can regulate what amounts to a firearm gimmick, which is what a bump stock is, then
right,
they
it's
feel
like the flash guards back in the 90s.
Right. They feel that they can regulate firearm accessories like hand grips or flash guards or silly things like that have nothing to do with the performance of a particular weapon system.
Let's go to the phones, actually, to the Discord. You can join that and chat with other listeners, discord.lrn.fm. We've got Decentralized Internet calling in. I'm surprised that's not plural since it is decentralized. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Speaking of the Discord, I just wanted to comment on that. I think you guys are doing a great job with the new direction you've been taking with the Twitch and the Discord. You've been building up a great community here. But speaking of that, Heather.
Hi.
I got a question. Hi. What's it going to take to get you in the Discord chat? Because you got a lot of fans here.
Oh, do I really? Is that like sarcasm? Am I going to go in there and get like angry mobbed?
Yes, you will.
Probably.
No, I thought I sent you a link to that.
What do I have to do?
Go to discord.lrn.fm, and then it will take you through. You create a username, a password, confirm an email. Is that what you called in about their decentralized internet?
Primarily, but I was also wondering if you guys heard about Ernie Hancock's flying floating city or whatever he's got planned. I wanted to hear you guys comment on.
I have heard about this.
I have not.
All right. So, and decentralized internet, thank you for the call. I'm going to go ahead and mute you. I'm not going to disconnect. But so basically what Ernie has come up with, and Ernest Hancock is the host of a show called Declare Your Independence. It's another one of the shows on the Liberty Radio Network where he has this idea for a big, giant, floating dirigible that is going to be solar-powered, and he wants to float it 10 kilometers above the ground because somehow he has come to believe that that means he would not be subject to the laws of any government and no country would shoot him out of the sky.
Yeah,
and
right.
He wants this thing to be the size of
like
four
football fields. Airspace is still regulated.
Right, and airspace, my understanding is airspace goes up to like 26 miles.
I think it goes up as far as government weapons can reach.
Yeah, pretty much. As soon as they land on Mars, you know, someone's
planting
a flag.
Government weapons can reach to where the satellites are that we're broadcasting on.
Exactly.
But that's not considered to be in somebody. Because you don't have to call the Chinese government every time the ISS floats over top.
I know what you're saying, Daryl. I know you're being logical, but I'm being pragmatic. If they don't like whatever's going on anywhere, they can take it out. As far as they go, so to pretend that there's an actual limit where how high before governments that are angry with what you're doing will reach to take you out. That is
I
the distance.
Think that
distance,
a number written down somewhere in some international treaty.
Because we never break treaties, do we, Heather?
No, never.
Never.
Yeah. And again, the number, I'm thinking the number is closer to like 26 miles, not 10 kilometers.
You're probably right.
Because going out into the ocean, it's like 13 miles.
I see. What do you think about the whole Elon Musk thing, launching that rocket, though, privately? Like, do you think he still like kind of was like hand in hand with government, though, to do it?
I just
he had to be to get the
clearance. Thank you for bringing that up, because I want to thank all the taxpayers that are listening right now for paying for Elon Musk's rocket. I mean, was that not one of the great moments? Yeah, well, the guy's got $4.5 billion. That's an old number. That's 3 or 4 years old. $4.5 billion in government handouts that have primarily gone to his space system. So,
SpaceX.
So every one of you who's paid taxes in the last couple of years, pat yourself on the back for that great rocket launch you paid for.
Wow.
Pretty cool, huh?
Right? Just get our faces on a sticker and put on the side of it.
You
like word endorsers, sponsors?
That there was a Tesla that went into space.
You paid for that, too.
Rocket Man.
You paid for that, too.
Not my Tesla. Hashtag not my Tesla.
I'd wear that.
Let's go to Rudy calling in from Bullhead City, Arizona, 855-450-FREE. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live listening to us on K-Talks. Go ahead with your thoughts.
It's not the last few years. It's like the last 40 or 50 years. We use all the inventions and technology advancements that have been paid for with taxpayers' dollars since the beginning of the space race. I mean, he got quite a sweetheart deal there, didn't he, Mr. Elon Musk?
Hold on. So you're saying that Elon Musk has been getting government handouts for 40 or 50 years?
Oh, he benefited from all these space advancements that we paid for as American citizens. He's I mean, I'm not saying he's not a great guy. I don't know that much about him, but you know, I know one thing. He's a self promoter to the max.
Agree, definitely. Okay, yeah, I think I finally understand what you're saying. You're saying that he benefited from all of the advancements from NASA, not that he was directly on the government's paycheck for the last 50 years.
In that, I'll disagree, and I'll be able to back that up. He's received more than his companies have received more than $4.5 billion in government handouts, direct cash handouts, in tax credits, in all sorts of crony capitalist crap.
But, no, what Rudy's not denying that, and Rudy, we'll keep you on. He's just saying that in addition to that, Musk benefited from the 40 or 50 years of NASA building stuff.
I'll give you that. We'll come back.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. What are your thoughts on sending stuff into space, banning 30-round bump stocks, or just banning government?
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris and Heather are trying to figure out how phones work. And...
Oh, come on, Daryl.
Well, you are. You're trying to figure out how phones work. And
Heather wanted to get into the Discord chat, so I gave her a little bit of help there. Still maintaining my professionalism and understanding where we were on the show.
I can already tell there's a bunch of winners in this room.
Oh, jeez.
Don't talk bad about the listeners.
Exactly. There's some cool people, but...
All right.
I haven't even been in there for a minute, and I'm already being called a little status.
That's all right.
I can't say I'm shocked. That's
fine. We don't need to read the Discord chat on the air. But if you want to call us, you can do that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the discussion about 30-round bump stocks and Donald Trump wanting to ban things. But something that he, even though he might try to do, he's not given any indication that he wants to. But even if he did try to ban cryptocurrency, I don't think he would be able to very easily, especially a cryptocurrency like Zencash that has, you know, a lot of really good, a lot of the best tech, really, in the crypto sphere. And Zencash was created by liberty-loving voluntarists back in 2017, where they took things like zero-knowledge anonymity, decentralized autonomous organizations, and they're creating a secure platform for money and messaging that can be sent to anyone anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization, and they reference voluntarism and voluntary interaction numerous times throughout the white paper.
And as of just a couple of days ago, they now have over 7,000 secure nodes, which makes Zencash one of the strongest blockchains out there. The wallets are available in multiple languages and on multiple platforms. You can learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. Let's head back to the phones where we've got Rudy calling in from Bullhead City, Arizona. And we had diverted off of the 30-round bump stock discussion to, and yes, I know that's not actually a thing, but you know, people there for a while, they were talking about the 30-round clips and then
30-round
bump stocks. All right, so just throw all the scary-sounding things into one term.
Right.
30-round bump stock. But we diverted off of that to talk about Elon Musk. One of the biggest welfare whores that there is in the United States. Chris, you had mentioned over, what was it, the last 5 years he's received almost $5 billion?
The 2015 was the last time anybody was ever able to really nail down a number, and within the last few years then it was up to $4.9 billion.
And that's direct subsidies. And, Rudy, you mentioned a lot of the indirect stuff, such as some of the technology that was created by NASA in the 1960s.
Yeah, okay, but why I called? But first of all, about Elon Musk, I have relatives in Australia. They think he's just the best thing since cherry pie, you know, with that battery that he made in South Australia from when the power plants go down. Yeah, it's pretty successful. So,
yeah, the guy's definitely a genius.
I don't fault him for his technology. I have an issue with crony capitalism, whether it's an Elon Musk and great battery technology and great cars or great space program. The same way I have a problem with mobile oil getting U.S. tax dollars to go drill for oil.
BP getting money. Basically bailed out when they had one of their oil rigs explode down in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, same thing. Go ahead.
About the bump stock, you know, Trump said it means nothing about the bump stock. He asked his attorney general to look into it. All legislation comes to Congress.
Agreed.
It's a no-starter. It's just something for him to talk about that makes people talk about it, but, I mean, unless it comes to the Congress, the bill doesn't exist.
Right, but here's that slippery slope. Here's Congress, 535 individuals that most of them are getting beat up by their constituents about what happened in Florida and all, you know, these mass shootings that are going on, and people are demanding do something, and I suspect Republicans are honestly getting a little scared and freaked out. And what this message says is, you know, when the president signals that he's directing someone in his administration to look at something, that tells them, okay, well, we kind of have him over a barrel, because now if we propose legislation to ban bump stocks, he's going to have a real hard time going back on that and not signing it into law. So, you know, maybe we can pull this off.
But he doesn't propose legislation.
No, but he brings up an idea that legislatures may run with. That's my concern.
Oh, okay.
And what about the concern, and I realize, you know, he's not given any indication at this point that he's willing to just sign an executive order. Any concerns there?
It's a possibility, but I just don't see what an executive order would do.
You think Congress will pass it, though? Can't they, like, overthrow an executive order?
Well,
no. But
executive orders are a way to bypass Congress completely.
No, because I'm pretty sure there's a remedy, though. Like, if two-thirds of the Congress vote against it, it can be, like,
that would be overriding a veto.
Executive orders are not legislation. They do not go to Congress.
I remember hearing about this once, that there is one potential remedy to, like, an executive order.
Magic words.
You impeach the president, and then you have the next president wind up repealing the executive order.
You can't just write an executive order for anything you want as president, and it automatically, without doubt, gets granted.
They can write executive orders for anything, and then it's up to somebody to challenge it in court, and then a court to agree, you're right, he is wrong. Rudy, continue with your thought.
Actually, two things. I think Donald Trump's biggest problem is the $35 million he took from the NRA. But with the executive order, I think they have 120 days. The Congress has 120 days to override the executive order. Written, but there's a certain time limit that Congress can say that's too far, too fast, whatever, and they can override it. But anyway, thanks.
Yep, Rudy, thank you for the call. Let's go to Bad Slave calling in on the Skype. Bad Slave, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Daryl, Chris, and Heather. How you doing?
Great. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Listen, I actually think that leaving bump stocks in the mix will actually save lives. Because if you put a bump stock on a gun and you use that to shoot fast, you will lose a lot of ammo and you will probably hit less people.
Yeah, much less accurate. I don't disagree.
You know, and you know, just like use your brain. Just like, please use your brains with these policies.
Maybe we should make we should propose a bump stock requirement. Everything's got to have a put a bump stock on it, kind of like put a bird on it.
Yeah, right. You can't shoot without. Well, I mean, it's, you
that's
know,
a Portlandia reference.
It gets to diminishing returns at a certain point where the crowd's thicker or whatever.
Yeah. You know? No, but you're absolutely right. So I don't have a bump stock, but I've got, you know, like I think another 100 million people in this country have a Ruger 10/22.
When are they going to go around collecting all the bumps?
And Bad Slave, you ever heard of a BMF activator? I know you're kind of a gun guy.
A BMF activator? I probably know what it is, but...
I'll tell you what it is, but it's it's a part designed for a Ruger 10/22.
I have a Ruger 10/22.
Yep, and what it is, it's a crank. So you take it apart, you slide it onto your trigger assembly,
yes.
It's got a little hand crank on the side. So it basically turns your Ruger 10/22 into a ridiculously low-powered Gatling gun. Amazing. And it will burn through a 30-round magazine in just a couple seconds.
But it's all individual trigger pulls. Right?
Exactly. Individual trigger pulls, which means it's not a fully automatic weapon, and there's absolutely zero accuracy on this thing.
Yeah, I've actually seen somebody demonstrating something like that. Okay, now I want to comment about 30-round mags. That's crazy. It's just crazy. I mean, it isn't even anything... active. It's just the container for bullets.
Right.
You know, and the fact is that it's, you know, there is no harm party.
No, I guarantee you, if you want to give me three 10-round mags and somebody else one 30-round mag who doesn't shoot much, I will shoot a 10, reload, shoot a 10, reload just as fast.
Bat Slave, thank you for the call. This is Free Talk
Live. It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.